We're doing the Magen Midovna. We're up to page Mem. And the Magen Midovna had been discussing the mitzvot that we have that are intuitive. There are mitzvot that are natural, like not eating bugs, like not killing, like not stealing. There are mitzvot that should flow with us. They should resonate with our personality. And yet, we find that when Hashem commanded us to do them, they became difficult for us to adhere to. We find that in the first temple period, Jews were murdering. Second temple period, you had mass murders going on. Whole towns were murdered. You had serious issues. People in the second temple period would meet one another in the market and start comparing which women they were sleeping with. People would change their wives with one another. You had terrible transgressions going on in Israel at the time. So, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu, peace be upon him, this is what he said in his pleasant rebuke. He said, "Hem kinuni b'lo'el." They angered me, not because I'm their God. Not because I obligate them to keep my mitzvot and Torah. Rak, as the verse continues, ki asuni behavlehem, they angered me in their foolishness. There are behaviors that they know are vain. You ask the average person, is this a good way to lead their life? And they'll say no. Ki hasechel yigzor hefech maaseihem, logic would dictate they shouldn't behave that way. Does it make sense that people should be promiscuous? That's why Hashem says, I'll pay them back in kind. But this is so poignant, even in our day and age. We have so many things that we do. You'd ask a person, does it make sense you should go after alcohol? Does it make sense you should be chasing after girls? Does it make sense you should waste your time on the internet? How many times does a person look at his watch and say, oh my gosh, I did it again. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I've been wasting my time on the internet doing nothing. You ask a person, does that make sense? Wouldn't you have been better off? You know, a friend of mine was supposed to come learn. We set up a time, and then he calls and says he can't come. And then his car breaks down, and a million other problems go on. And he looked at him and said, did you have to? Like, I'm not saying his car wouldn't have broke down if he didn't say that. But I am asking, you know, that we sometimes in life, we make foolish choices. And if we ourselves would analyze, what did I do with that time? Is that what I should have been doing with that time? We would also admit it's hevel, it's foolish. And that's what Hashem says. They anger me in things that they know are foolish. That's why Hashem says, I'm going to pay them back in kind. People were willing to live the most humane aspects of the Torah. There are things in the Torah that are about retaining our human dignity. The way we treat the deceased, the way we treat our parents. My hair could stand on end. I walk down the bus sometimes and I hear the way kids talk to their parents and it blows my mind. Kids are talking to their parents as though they were their slaves. It's a mentality of our generation. I've noticed time and again as I'm walking down, kids are saying, Mom, I told you I want steak when I get home. What does that mean you're not going to have it ready? I feel like stopping and saying, you brat. That's how you talk to a mother? You know, your kids are on the phone and they're like, but Dad, I told you I want the car tonight. They're talking, they feel entitled to yell at the parents. What's going on here? It's foolish. The Torah gives us mitzvot that help us retain the form of a human being, not to become an animal, not to be only self-centered. Hashem says, if they've left those mitzvot, they've left... Sometimes mitzvot, by leaving mitzvot, we leave that form of a human being. Gamani akneem beloam, imotam she'en lehem toar am, rak begoin ava lachisem. Hashem says, the payment in kind will be a nation that doesn't have the form of a nation. As we find that when the Romans attacked, they committed atrocities that no one before them committed. So much rape was going on, there were streams of blood outside Jerusalem. So many virgins were raped. Children were taken, 300 children were taken to be male prostitutes. The Romans looked at the Jews and they said maybe they're smuggling jewels in their stomach. Jews used to swallow jewelry that they would try to smuggle out with them. So the Roman soldiers used to grab them by the stomach and pull out their stomachs, kill them like that. by pulling out their stomachs and then analyze their intestines to see if there was jewelry there. Hashem says, they left the behavior of a human being, so I will have them attacked by a nation that's lost the form of a nation in their behavior. And that's the Magen Midivna is discussing the idea that the Torah gives us mitzvot that are supposed to elevate us. And sometimes when we leave the mitzvot, we even leave those basic mitzvot that are so fundamental and basic to the human form we're supposed to have, that spiritual form of a spiritual being.